Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are the California stories we're following. The California Department of Education found the Rockland Unified School District violated state education code when it passed a parent notification policy in September, according to a letter the department wrote to the district this month. If it goes through with the policy, the district could face litigation. Here's Emily Thomas with the Rockland Teachers Professional Association.
RTPA is asking you to rescind that policy so that we can avoid legal fees, so that we can gather parent committees, so that we can gather teacher committees and student committees, and we can find out what are the concerns of Rockland.
In Fresno County, a judge denied a motion to speed up a hearing for a preliminary injunction on a street name change. This ruling allows the city of Fresno to go forward with changing Kings Canyon Boulevard to Cesar Chavez Boulevard, the late farm labor organizer. A coalition of business owners along the 10-mile road argue the name change would be costly, forcing them to change business cards, letterheads, and register for a new address. They also say they like the original name, which recognizes the national park in eastern Fresno County. A hearing is set for March 12th. Fast food workers are officially launching a new statewide union today. This comes weeks before a new law will raise the industry's minimum wage to $20 an hour and create a statewide fast food council. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Javala-Romero reports.
The California Fast Food Workers Union aims to funnel the top concerns of roughly 500,000 cashiers and cooks directly to the new council, which starts meeting next month. Cynthia Martinez of Oakland has worked at McDonald's most of her life and says she's excited to join the union.
Because now I know where to go if I have a problem at work. I know they're going to be able to help me, support me, and hear me, you know?
But the union faces a big challenge. Most of the 30,000 fast food restaurants in the state are owned by franchisees, and corporations say they don't control payroll at those stores. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala-Romero.
Programs dedicated to the well-being of California's youngest residents are facing major cuts. That's because a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products sharply lowered revenue that's supposed to fund First Five California and the early childhood services it supports. KQED's Daisy Nguyen explains.
For 25 years, a state tobacco tax has funded programs like home visits for new parents and developmental screenings for babies and toddlers. Avo Magdessian leads the First Five Association of California. He said the agency knew people would smoke less over time and planned for a steady decline in funding, but it did not expect the steep drop from the flavored tobacco ban.
Unfortunately, one of the unintended consequences was that the cost of that public health policy is being borne by First Fives and the young children that we serve.
He said already in some counties, First Five trimmed funding for mental health services and transitional housing for families. The agency is asking lawmakers for $100 million to keep programs like these intact. Jennifer Kelleher-Cloyd is executive director of First Five Santa Clara County. She says less funding may force the closure of some resource centers for families.
They can connect with other families, connect to services, pick up diapers, receive a parenting class, get some support. If we have to close a number of those, that will mean that there will inevitably be some communities that are left without a resource center.
She says that would also unwind the years of work put into building the county support system for kids under five. For the California Report, I'm Daisy Nguyen.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The San Francisco 49ers take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl this weekend in Las Vegas. That means thousands of Niner fans are flocking to Sin City to celebrate. And one dedicated Niners fan is hoping to welcome them all. Susan Larson is the vice president of the North Vegas Faithful Club. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am okay. Just a little cold, but I'm okay.
So you started this booster club in 2011. What was the motivation behind this?
There was a pretty good size fan base for the 49ers out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we all hung out and we thought, you know what? Why don't we make it official? Let's become a booster club.
And so you're originally from Southern California. Obviously, the Niners are a Bay Area team. How did you become a fan?
My dad was actually a Niner fan. I was really into it because I was little, but I'd see him wear the 49er gear. So what's a better team? And red and gold is sexy.
I love that. So back to your club. What was the response from local Niner fans in Vegas when you decided to open up this club?
It's almost like it blew up overnight. It was a little crazy. It's like being in the city itself in our bar. We actually had to switch to a bigger bar.
Can you explain how sports can bring a community of fans together?
You know, football brought us together, but Niner Empire made us family. We're a sports family. We're an outside do barbecue family. You know, it just, we all have one thing in common, and that is football and our Niners.
Thank you so much for your time, Susan.
Go Niners. Let's win. Let's get it.
And that is this edition of the California Report for Friday, February 9th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Maddy Bolaños. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and let's go Niners.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.